This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
If you live near Winona, you may have heard of County Road G. For some of you, a road comes to mind. But for others, perhaps you're reminded of the band. This week on the live feed, KQAL's Anna Flores meets with a three-piece band made up of Jeff Strand, Heather Kitching, and Noah Hittner. Named after the road they grew up on in Buffalo County, Wisconsin, this group blends together folk, rock, and blues music. A relatively new band, the trio has moved off their porches to stages around the area. You're listening to KQAL. This is the live feed, and today we're featuring County Road G. Can I have everyone go around and introduce themselves and what they do in the band?
My name is Jeff Strand, and I play the electric guitar.
And my name is Noah Hittner. I play acoustic guitar, and I'm the vocalist.
And I'm Heather, and I play the bass guitar.
Great. It's really fantastic to have you guys here.
We're super excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so glad you were able to have us here.
So how did you guys get into music initially?
I've been playing guitar for about 20 years or so.
That's right. You're the old hand at this, and they're kind of new at it, aren't they?
Yes.
That's so right. He was one of my guitar gurus. I have two guitar gurus in my life, and when it hit to the two level, I knew I had to start learning the guitar. So he was
who's the other?
The influence for me. A good friend of mine who lives down south that I used to work with.
Okay.
And I've been trying to recruit him into the band, but he's not willing to make the trip into the cold climate just yet.
It's a tough jump.
It is a real tough jump from Alabama, for sure. Yeah. So that's what it was for me, those two guys. And then really I wanted to learn how to play for about maybe 13 years before I actually picked up the guitar, and I just procrastinated, and the fretboard scared the living heck out of me because it was so intimidating with all those lines and strings and everything. And so anyway, it just got to be enough is enough, and I picked it up finally, and he gave me my first lesson.
Yeah, I just taught him a couple chords, and he went from there.
And he loved it, and that was it.
Yep.
And I saw how much time they were spending together, and I thought if I didn't find a way to join in, I was going to lose my boyfriend to my brother.
So, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but there might be. So I started just doing little dorky things like playing gourd rattles and tambourine along with their little spontaneous songs that they would create. And then one day, I don't even remember who suggested it, that Jeff had purchased a bass guitar. He's like, you know, this would be pretty easy for you. Why don't you just, we'll just teach you like three chords so you can play along to the song. And it was just really fun to be able to contribute in that way. I've never really been what I would call myself as a musician. I don't even listen to the radio in the car.
You
it's
are
really
now.
Weird. But I love being able to contribute to the sound. And now I am a creative person, so now I just really love being able to contribute to creating songs too.
Yeah, she's the X factor. It really, you can come up with a chord progression, and Jeff's a great guitarist, but the X factor I think is really Heather and the bassist, because she, and this is a compliment, but she has no formal training, so she doesn't do the way she's supposed to, in quotes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so her creative process is super spontaneous, and I can't imagine not having her in the band. Yeah, the whole creative process is super organic, and I think that's why we have so much fun, is because we don't do anything the way we're supposed to do it. It just all sort of happens.
And how long have you three been playing together?
I think it's about a year now, the three of us. Just a year.
Yep.
I think we started last winter, where I started playing the bass guitar with you guys.
Yeah, we started jamming as a threesome in the late spring of 2009.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's when we just started doing little jams. We started performing together just earlier last year. It was late spring of last year, so maybe 9 months ago we've been in front of people, I guess.
So did that mark like the beginning of the band, before it was just kind of like a jam thing?
Yeah, well, we started out just jamming on our porch out in the country, playing for the crickets
and the cows
and the lightning bugs. And now we're doing gigs around the town, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Actually, our original name was Mildly Entertaining, because we were jamming one night. We got done with a tune. I don't even know what song it was. And Heather said, wow, that was mildly entertaining. And we had a name for the band. So for the first, I don't know, maybe 3 months, that was our name. And then we decided we were more than mildly entertaining after that. So we had to change the name.
Well, and it was kind of meant to be like a joke, but we'd announce it to the audiences and nobody laughed.
It never went over well.
It was like, you know, this isn't working.
We thought it was hilarious, but they were like, oh, great, they're no good.
So where'd County Road G come from then?
That's where we grew up. Heather and I grew up on County Road G, and we all sort of live right off of County Road G right now. So in Buffalo County, Wisconsin.
Okay. Right, came up with the name.
Yeah, well, we were just kind of brainstorming for something new, and we wanted something that just felt authentic to us. And it seemed like it felt a little bluesy, a little folky, and the phrase, I don't know.
Yeah.
So we just decided it fit.
Yeah, we didn't think it would get attached to any particular genre because we're all over the board, you know, from rock to blues to folk to pop, whatever. So we thought it was a neutral name.
Who's the central songwriter for the group?
That would be Noah.
Okay, where does the inspiration for your lyrics or music come from?
Well, fairly cliche answer is my life, you know, my life experiences and, you know, daydreams I've had.
Nightmares.
Yeah. Places I've traveled. We're working on an album right now, and three of the songs on that album inspired while I was in Nepal. I was on a trip in Nepal last fall, and, you know, stuff like that. My family, my friends, my travels.
And what about the both of you? What inspires you to create and play?
Well, I generally just kind of start out playing something very basic to whatever Noah has created. And it's kind of like once I get to know the song and the feel of it and get to know Noah's vision for it a little bit, that really, generally, if I just don't worry about it and I just play it long enough, I just start getting ideas as I'm playing as to what would sound good and what would add from my end of things, what might add to the emotional aspect of the song or the dynamics or something like that.
I try, whether consciously or unconsciously, to offer as little direction as possible, and I pretty much just show up with a chord progression and some lyrics and a melody, and then
we just let his song inspire us in the moment, and it's a pretty good thing because Noah will sometimes say, that's exactly what I knew you're going to
say. That's what I was just going to say. They pretty much always play generally what I had in mind without me having to say it. And I mean, how do you even explain that? You know, so it just works really well.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about, you know, how a band can kind of get in a certain level of the same kind of mentality, mm-hmm. and then they're all on the same page somehow. And
mm-hmm. yeah.
And you become mind readers when you become musicians.
I feel like that happens a lot. And actually, before we started playing actual structured songs, I don't know if you guys remember doing this, but one person would just start with a little riff and then we'd just make up something to go along with it, and that was kind of like this mental exercise that would wind up getting us all into the same kind of space where we'd just spontaneously change chords or end the song at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's just really cool, and I think that it kind of just trained us to get into that place whenever we play together. Because that's how I feel like that's where we go.
Yeah.
Very easily.
What's your favorite part about performing?
Oh, seeing other people enjoy it as much as we are, or at least close to as much as we are.
Yeah, if we can get people to clap, that's really good.
Not always a guarantee, though. No, I'm much more selfish about it. I play because there's a few moments during every time that we play, whether in front of people or not in front of people, that I disappear, you know, my mind shuts down and, you know, everything is perfect. And that's really the only reason I play.
It's kind of like a meditation.
I mean,
euphoria kind of thing.
I love it when people enjoy it. Don't get me wrong, that's a priority. But if it wasn't all about me, I wouldn't have started it in the first place. So I hope that doesn't sound too selfish.
Do you have any memorable performances you'd like to share with us?
My favorite is still the first time I played in front of people because it was that mix of terror and exhilaration at surviving.
Yeah, that was
it
really
was just
fun.
An open mic at the Acoustic Cafe, and I didn't actually think I was going to get the nerve up to go and play. And then there was like 5 seconds where I felt really courageous, and I said yes. And then by the time that 5 seconds was over, we were already walking up there, and I was just like, oh, shit.
Noah was going to do it regardless, and me and Heather are like, I'm not going to do it. Are you going to do it? No, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it. How about you?
No, maybe not. Well, let's go do it.
And you don't regret it at all, do you?
No.
Great. Right. Nope.
In fact, after the first song, I was like, wow, this is kind of addictive.
Yeah. Have you ever had an embarrassing moment on stage?
Tons.
Yeah, we flub up all the time.
Oh, yeah. We're getting better and better at where people don't hear the mistakes.
Yeah.
And we got at our show in the Twin Cities last weekend, we got commented on how we had a flawless show, and it was anything
far
but flawless
to us.
I mean, oh, good Lord, you know. So, yeah, there's errors all over the place, but nothing too terribly horrible.
Yeah, we haven't fallen off our stools yet.
Yeah.
I never actually make any mistakes, so I really don't have to worry about
right.
it. Of course not.
Yeah, right. Jeff and I just happen to make the same error at the same time every now and then.
You diverge from my correctness.
Right.
So you guys said that you're recording an album now, too.
Yeah.
It's your first one, right?
It is.
What's that experience like?
It's pretty good. I have a home recording software on my computer, and we just sit at home and record. It's great. If you mess up, you just do it over. It's pretty simple. So
I have a slightly different personality than Jeff, so I'm definitely loving that we're doing it, but it's definitely been more difficult for me with my perfectionist sort of ways. But yeah, it's a great time. There's nothing better than creating the exact sound that you want. All on your own, you know, you don't have to obey any gatekeeper's laws anymore. You don't need a studio, you don't need a producer. I mean, you really don't. The album we're making, whilst it might not be perfect, it is really, really awesome so far. At least
good, I'm glad.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about it.
It's an interesting process.
And we have conflicting schedules and whatnot, so it's more a matter of however it can get done, whenever it can get done.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Anybody's willing to do whatever they need to do. It's just a matter of when and how much time it's going to take. So it's been an adventure, and it's going to be a really neat thing when that album is done. I'll never forget the process, that's for sure.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say that we haven't talked about yet?
Anybody listening can find us at facebook.com/countyroadg, just like it sounds, countyroadg. And, you know, click the like button to become a fan. Our events tab shows all of our show dates. Our notes tab shows all of our lyrics. And we have a music player down in the left column that has all of our finished recorded songs that are going to be on our album. And we've sort of unofficially decided to put our whole album on Facebook. And eventually we'll put it up for sale on our Reverb Nation account. And it's reverbnation.com/countyroadg. And so we'll have the album there for sale when it's finally released.
I also saw you're looking for a drummer still.
Yeah. We sort of very lightly put the word out there for a percussionist. Yeah, it's actually a great place to announce that. We really would like a percussionist, you know, somebody who can do work on a small set, maybe a three-piece set, but also some bongos.
Congas.
Yeah, different kind of sounds.
You got to have cowbell.
Always have cowbell.
Yeah,
more cowbell.
Xylophone. You know, the shakers, you know, we want the full gamut, and hopefully sing some backup harmony vocals too. So we're really looking for a talented special person if they're interested. And if you are interested, you can find our contact information on our Facebook page.
All right. Well, that was County Road G. We'll have some music up next. So stay with us.
Thank you. city boy no more.
Dedicated to basically everybody. It's called You.
to see the mountain, but I want to see it with you. But I want to climb it with you. Hand in hand with you. And now I want to fall from the sky.
This song is called Sunrise Over Annapurna. Sun's rising. Turns the sky orange, red, gold. Here it comes. Thank you.
eyes together now. Celebrate another day.
We would like to thank the members of County Road G for their interview and in-studio performance. Tune in next Wednesday or Friday evening at 6:30 for another in-depth look at local music right here on The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.